Chuck Chat Freestyle for Friday, August 23rd, 2013. Dog Days of Podcasting are coming to a close, so we better get moving down that Silicon Road a little further. Hey, in the last one, I forgot to tell you what the name of my ticketing system was that I had written. It was called BITS. It stood for Bug/Issue Tracking System. And I actually had the slash in the name. And I had thought about suing Microsoft after they used that acronym later for their background intelligence transfer system, or intelligent transfer system, whatever it was called. Thought maybe I could make a few bucks off of that, but couldn't afford lawyers that could go up against Microsoft, so I dropped the whole idea and said I had it first. And oddly enough, the logo that I chose, or the icon, you know, like the fav icon for the browser and whatnot, was the little power icon, little circle and line thing. That is also now part of our third incarnation of our corporate logo that's we've had for about the last 18 months. So I get a kick out of that connection again. We did even manage to do some mobile computing using Avant Go. I don't know if anyone remembers Avant Go for a while with our Palm PDAs, which I'll talk about next time. I plan to do a little PDA sidebar of the technologies and things that I had there. But wanted to tell you real short stuff about the network and servers and things I had built at home. Because periodically, as we would go through these upgrades and refits and things of servers and workstations and things at work, they wouldn't have a home. And disposal wasn't a big thing, you know, the recycling to make sure that the cadmium and the lead and all this stuff and the solder wouldn't get into the landfills. Some of us nerds would take these things home going, hey, you know what? They may be a little slow, but they still work and I can learn a few things. So we would take the old hardware home, usually with a bootleg copy of something, and not that we were using it for anything commercial, but it was a great educational training aid, like learning NT4 or getting Active Directory set up or setting up an Exchange server. Yeah, I actually had an Exchange server in my house at one point. Not a real big thing to do. I didn't know all the ins and outs of it. I also had a Silicon Graphics workstation that I think I ran NetBSD on that, because NetBSD runs on almost anything. It's kind of like the Linux of the BSD world. It's another free Unix variant that really didn't catch on as hot as Linux did. But the nice thing about that was there was only like one distribution. There wasn't like Red Hat and SUSE and, you know, who knows how many other Linux variants there are. There was NetBSD, and you went to netbsd.org to get that. And I had that running on old Sun Spark stations, and you know, also worked with Solaris, and I think I even grabbed an old DAT, 4mm DAT drive, and did some backups at my house. I had all kinds of things. At one point, I think I had about 14 machines and a decent network switch, and I never had any routers or anything, but I did have a hardware and VPN, so ping the right IP address in my house, and I could get straight to work. I didn't need to dial in. I didn't need to bring up a VPN client or anything. It was pretty sweet. And then after a while, they said, hey, you know, everybody should have a chance at grabbing some of this hardware. So I think in like early to mid 2000s, you know, 2003, 2005, somewhere in there, they started having go get it Thursday, where everybody had a chance to grab something. And then eventually it went to a blind auction that somebody was running on my server that I never knew who put that there, but there was some crappy blind auction application that you could put in a bid. I got a couple things off of there, like the couch that I sit on in the studio. I forgot all about that, about 2006. I got this little two-seater love seat that Julie and I sit on while we're podcasting. It started out as the guest couch. I bought it originally in 2006 when Richard Vobes and Jimmy Hastell had come over from the UK, and I wanted to have some place for guests to sit, a little more comfortable than the folding chairs I originally had in 2005. So I got that for like $10 or $11, and it's still holding up well. I use it. It's not the most comfortable thing, but I have been known to take a nap on it here and there. As time permits. So it's one of the things that I look for, like when I interview candidates to see how hardcore they are, how into the systems and do they eat, breathe, and sleep this stuff. A good indicator is, do you do this stuff at home? Do you have your own pet projects? Do you have your own pet network? Now, since then, I've greatly cut down on the hardware. I think the only thing in my basement anymore that's actually doing anything of significance is the cable modem and the router, because systems have become so robust these days, and a lot of stuff is stored in the cloud. You know, between Dropbox, I can share files with my wife and my kids. I put a picture up there, bada boom, bada bing, it's synced automatically. So there really isn't a big need anymore for, you know, a 2 terabyte or 10 terabyte server in my basement. Yeah, it'd be fun. But my days of learning that technical skill set are pretty much done. I'm more on the process side and programming to meet those solutions. So what can I learn out of our platform, and how can I make it the best, and how can I share it at work? I'm now a thought leader. But those were fun times. It was a great time to play with things in the basement. And next time I will talk to you, as I hinted at, about a PDA/phone sidebar. I'll do my best to remember the bits and pieces that I had along the way. Oh, here's an interesting side note from the father of a geek. Julie's boyfriend, Will, said that he wanted something interesting, or a gaming system for his birthday. And you may have heard this if you listen to this week's Technorama. She told the story much better than I do. But she went out to, I think it was goodwill.com, because she works there. No connection with her boyfriend, also named Will. And purchased an Atari 2600 with a handful of games. So that is expected to arrive today or possibly tomorrow. And I asked her if I could play that. So I have a bunch of old friends coming into town. And we used to play on our Atari 2600 in high school. So I thought we'd put on, like, Jay Giles Freeze Frame on the... I don't know if I want to play that vinyl or if I want to play that on a CD. And we'll put the Atari 2600 hooked up to the 65-inch TV, and we'll probably stay up till 2 a.m. playing Atari 2600. No, we can't stay up till 2 a.m. We have to go to a thing tonight. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. We'll see. But... warms my heart, and I'm sure they'll have a lot of fun out of it. And until next time, 101.